We bless the name of the Lord one more time as we again greet you in peace and thank him for another amazing opportunity to simply be blessed by his holy word. Word for the day is the need for connection. So we've been looking at these complex emotions the last few days. We've come to know that they are best understood when we understand how these emotions are triggered. You see, every one of us have emotions that are triggered by crucial needs. Now, these crucial needs are exposed fruit of unmet needs in every human, regardless of race, creed, culture, religion, age, or gender, have some needs that must be met. And every one of our decisions are influenced or impacted by these particular needs. We've discovered there's a need to love and know that we are loved. There's a need for purpose and meaning. And today, there's a need for self-worth. You have to know that you have value. When you read the Bible, here's what you'll discover. All of that is rooted in our need for connection. Let me say it again. It's all rooted in our need for connection. Because the Lord understood that man was not meant to be by himself. That's why you have to remember, he created male and female at the same time. Our need for self-worth, it's rooted in the relational aspect of God. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. At the right time, he will lift you up in honor." Did you hear that text? Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God. That's relational. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. That's connection. Stay alert. Watch out for the great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. What is he trying to devour? He's trying to break your connection. Hey, complex emotions are triggered when the goal of attaining these crucial needs are either blocked, uncertain, or unreachable. And there's a devil who's trying to block that emotion of connection. He does not want us to stay connected with the master. Oh, but today we shout because here is what we know. We have a God who's connected to us. And so tell God thank you because he went through great lengths to make sure we could stay connected. In fact, that's why Jesus hung, bled, and died and was raised from the dead on the third day morning. So that connection could stay tight. Hey, family, tell God thank you for the connection and humble yourself and give him glory. In Jesus' name, amen.